For many, there is still a focus on their performance rather than allowing me to live by my performance through them. The chains of condemning thoughts, thoughts that bring torment, and thoughts and ideas the enemy uses to distract. These things are being purged in this narrow way with me. A treasure of inheritance is the closeness, the stillness, the peace that settles in my beloved from knowing their place in me. The enemy pushes and tempts and fights against the inhabiting of this place of true settledness in me. But things are changing. You are walking into greater liberty concerning my love and understanding it and the heart of the Father. It has been my desire for this place of liberty to be inhabited and that others may follow the footsteps you follow in me. For great is the liberty and authority of the one who knows me in the settledness that comes through our intimacy. The greatest strength, the greatest authority comes from knowing me intimately, understanding my love and the place I have provided of intimacy with me. Is it any wonder that the enemy fights so relentlessly against those who have placed themselves under my hand to know me intimately and to understand life in me? No one is able to go into the fullness of a calling without this knowing and understanding, and without hearing my voice and obeying. And the enemy is relentless in his fight against this. No matter the place in my body, all must develop the hearing ear and the obeying heart. For it is the mature who will have the ability to walk all the way into my will and my word for them. The purging that is taking place is for all who will walk with me in the days of my power and live in a settled place in me. Even those who are hearing well are having their hearing refined in this purging walk you are in. And obedience is being increased in all who desire to yield to my will each day. The purging is removing that which interferes with a completeness in these things. Life in me is daily, and daily the purging process is taking place. What men call seasons of fasting is part of the process of less of you and more of me. For life in me is daily, and I am working a completing, a refining in the daily of intimacy, of obeying, of hearing, of yielding, of being willing. I find pleasure in those who are willing and those who are willing to be made willing. For both are yielded, both are surrendered. And it is my grace at work in both. It is this yieldedness I work with, and I am pleased to have a remnant who hold to my desires, increasing in my grace, and standing taller in my image each day. Our intimacy, our fellowship is at the heart of these things, for out of our fellowship comes a fruitful daily walk with me. The fires of chains are burning, and in these fires is knowledge of my will and of my love. Understanding my love, the steadfastness and deep measures of my love, the expressions of my love are especially key, for in knowing me is the strength needed to walk all the way through the way in which I am leading. Without our intimacy, there would be no strength to walk in some of the places you will walk with me. But through intimacy with me, there is strength for all things. I am love, and to you it is given to know me intimately. To those who will, I say come.